But for the believer who has placed their faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone and the finished work on the cross, death has lost its power.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is the final part in the Real Power series. Let's conclude this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is part four from Real Power Series, The Power of the Resurrection.
This is some of those reasons it's common to every person. Death threatens everybody. The same way, from presidents to politicians to preachers, young and old, rich and poor, death doesn't care who you are. Death is the great equalizer. In that millionaires die and poor people die. Middle-aged and old die. And some that have died are still dead today because death is still having its way in this world. Death is the only thing that mankind can't stop, delay, or postpone. Death has no respect of your time or your future appointments. Death is final. That is to say, death will come and get the person that it seeks. Not only that, but death is every person's ultimate fear, for that matter. Countries that are oppressed and people are trying to find their way find it easier to just die in the skirmish than it would be to continue in their situation. Death is the only appointment everyone will keep. Every human being will keep this appointment, ready or not. And death many times makes you feel helpless in that I wish I had something to say or somehow that I could do something that could change the situation the way it is. The only thing that you can do with death is be prepared. That's the reason why you're in this building this morning. Pastor, I didn't come on Resurrection Sunday to hear about death. Well, my friend, you can't have a resurrection without death. You can't have a crown without the cross. You can't have a resurrection without a Christ who was willing to lay down his life for his friends. And guess what he calls you? His friends. In the garden, in the book of Genesis, Adam and mankind had perfect communion with God, walked with God in the cool of the day, the Bible says. And yet, hear what I'm about to tell you. Death was present in the garden. Everything was alive and everything was great, and God and man had the opportunity to walk beside each other and commune, to talk with one another and have that close fellowship. But many times we don't understand that God is the one who actually created death. Listen to Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely." In verse 17, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest," listen to this, "in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." It is the first introduction of death into society when God himself said, you can eat of every other tree, but don't eat of this one, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat of that, if you disobey me, death is going to kick into gear. It is a temptation many times to think Satan is the one who created death. And we think in our minds, if we get rid of Satan, then we'll get rid of death. But death is actually a result of an activation. In other words, sin brought death to life. I want to say that again. Sin brought death to life. God created death without life. That is to say, death had no life in it, and yet it was present. That's the reason why God was not worried about death inside of the garden. Death was dead. And so death pre-existed Adam, but it had no power over Adam as long as Adam obeyed what God said. God created death. He created Adam. He gave death to Adam. And he gave Adam control over the death. And he said, now, Adam, you decide if death stays dead. How do I do that? Verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day you do that, you shall surely die. Death was present in the garden, but it was powerless over all of humanity. But God said, if you eat, you're going to die. Let me translate that. Death can't do anything until you eat it. Until you obey it, death has no power over the believer. Death is present in everything. God put death in every life. Death is life in reverse. I'm so glad we got some live plants up here this morning. Death and life coexist. Hear me. When you look at a live plant, you see the blooms coming out on it and everything's wonderful. But death actually exists inside of that plant already, just like it does inside of us. That's the reason why you had to spray on, cologne on, and get all of it on. Before you got here this morning, you are spraying to kill the scent of death. Death God put in life because the cycle and the events that would take place, God set it in motion, and he said to man, he said, as long as you obey my word, death has no power over you. But the moment that you obey it, you choose it, you put your faith in it, the moment you do that, you shall surely die. Now the devil came along and said, you're not going to die. God's a liar. God knows that the moment that you eat of this, you're going to be elevated to God's status. And nothing is going to harm you, and God knows that. But God said, no, no, no. When you disobey my word, you're going to activate something, and the devil knew it. Now follow this, because I'm glad we got a live plant up here, because whenever death is existing inside of the live plant, it is holding on right now for dear life. And what is it holding on to, church? It's holding on to the what? To the dirt. It's holding on to the soil, which is its source. The moment you separate the live plant from its source, death begins to occur without you trying to kill it at all. Without you staying connected, the law of connection. God said, as long as you obey my word, I'll have life being coming through you. You stay connected to me. This is what God said. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you by my Father. But if you disconnect from me, you're going to lose the life source that you're supposed to stay connected to in order to do what God's called you to do. In the Hebrew, ladies and gentlemen, death and rather sin is not identified as sin. It's identified as rebellion, disobedience, rebellion. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So therefore, disobedience, rebellion, and sin are all basically synonymous terms in the scripture. But translate that out to the Hebrew language, and sin is rebellion against the known will of God. When God said, don't eat of the tree, how many of you know he meant don't eat of the tree? He said, don't eat of the tree, because I know that the moment you eat of it, you're going to activate something that's going to separate me from you, and death is going to come alive. And that's exactly what took place. Death came alive. Death caused separation. Sin, rebellion caused separation. Death, my friend, in the Bible is not cessation of life. It is the separation from God. Listen, hell is not going to be hell because of murderers and whoremongers and liars and cheaters. Hell is going to be hell because it is separation from God. God said to Adam, you and I are joined at the heart. If you'll let my word abide in you and stay connected to my source, to the source, death will have no power over you. But when Adam sinned, he took us all down. How many of you, when you get to heaven, might want to just kick old Adam in the seat of the britches? When Adam sinned, thorns came on the roses. Serpents started biting and lions started roaring. Everything that was death started coming alive. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And when Adam sinned and disobeyed God's word, sin gave power to death. And man was separated from his source that was God. That's the reason why that you will never be satisfied living in this world apart from God. Nothing will satisfy, not the drink, not the activity, not the relationship, not the money, the house, or the cars. The only thing that can bring you life is the source from where you came. You were created in the likeness and in the image of Almighty God. And until you're connected to Him, you have no life. But Jesus said, if you know me, you've got life. People are searching for it today. And sin gave power to death, and man was separated from his source. And since death came alive when man disobeyed the God's word, we lost dominion. God gave us dominion over all of the plants and the fowl and the fish and everything else. But when man sinned, we went down with Adam and we lost dominion. It is never more evident, listen to me, it is never more evident than in the hour we're in right now, where what God said in the beginning, you're to have dominion over the herbs and over the plants and over everything that creeps on the earth. You're supposed to have dominion over creeps. Look straight at me. You're supposed to have dominion over that. But today, my friends, by the tens and hundreds of thousands, the herb called marijuana, the herb meth, the herb, all of these kind of things are now invading society, and it has control over man to the degree that he cannot live 1 hour without having another toke, a smoke, a drink, or something else. And sin activates death. That's the reason why we lost dominion. But God said, I've got a plan. And my plan is, God said, I'm going to give man the word again in order for him to regain dominion and put death back to death. What was that word? That was the same word that was there in the beginning. John 1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh, verse 14, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. If you do what I say, Jesus said, you can have your life back. Look at your neighbor and tell him, if you do what God says, you can have your life back. That's right. Notice what Hebrews 2 and 9 says. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, watch this, should taste death for every man. Jesus tasted the death before you and I even have to. He went to the cross in our behalf. He was our substitute of the perpetuation of our sin. He took our place and tasted the sting of death himself. Jesus wasn't afraid of death. He came to deal with the power of death and take it down at the cross. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I want you to know Jesus doesn't have to get up and walk around on this earth anymore. He did it one time and for all and by himself. And when Paul was writing his writing, he understood it like I understand it today and like many of you do. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The power of that is sin, and the strength of that is the law. But thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who went to the cross, died in my place, and took the sting out of the stinger of death. I believe somebody ought to glorify the Lord this morning in this holy house.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Hello, this is Pastor Joey Rogers, and I want you to mark the dates June the 30th and July the 1st, and join us for our Freedom Conference. Our special guest, William Federer, Kamal Saleem, and Lieutenant General retired Jerry Boykin. You will not want to miss that exciting weekend, so mark your calendar, save the date, and join us right here at Pace Assembly.